You're listening to SBS News.
Of more than $184 billion this financial year, can we afford it?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the way international agencies assess our debt position is our net debt to GDP. Before the COVID crisis, we're at 19%, which by international standards was incredibly low. US is more than 100%. Even after what we've seen today and what I expect to be another $150 billion deficit in 21-22, net debt to GDP ratio will still be about 43%, which I think is still manageable. And most importantly, bear in mind the fact that the government can borrow at less than 1% over 10 years. And markets are telling us that that situation will stay in place for a number of years to come. So they can really very much afford to fund this deficit.
And how do we pay that off? Because it sounds like the government is banking on expanding the economy rather than lifting taxes and cutting expenditure.
Oh, I would expect that any fiscal tightening is a long way down the track. We were forecasting a budget deficit of over $200 billion, but that included some fairly aggressive stimulatory policies that will come out in the October budget. So I would expect that in October we'll see even further stimulus. We'll see an extension of JobSeeker, we'll see an extension of JobKeeper. I think we'll see the July tax cuts, July 22 tax cuts brought forward, and other spending. So they're going to have to continue to provide stimulus into this economy for a number of years to come, and that's what's most important. What is not important at this stage is to bring down the debt.
And an interesting statement in the update that the Australian economy is expected to perform better than all major advanced economies in 2020, even with the current outbreak in Victoria. What do you think of that statement?
Oh, I think that's arithmetically correct. We were the only country that had an upgrade in growth from the IMF. The most important statistic that I follow is hours worked. So people are getting back to work. If Victoria takes longer to get back to work, that will take the edge off growth. But the more worrying thing would be if we saw a large spillover into New South Wales and then more border barriers going up.